Welcome back to Self-Love 365, the daily podcast where we explore the concept and practice of self-love. I'm your host, Lily, and this is day 12, a self-love detour down beauty lane. Happy Friday. We are spending a week talking about some of the habits of a self-love practice, and hopefully you, along with me, are putting these into practice. We talked about scheduling self-love. We talked about showing ourselves patience. Neutralizing and normalizing our self-talk and keeping our self-love intimate by observing ourselves. And I hope you're working on your top 10 things I love about myself list. And if you want to share it with me, I would love to read it. My email is wordsbylily@gmail.com. So send me your list whenever you're done with it. Today we are taking a self-love detour down beauty lane. And we're going to talk about how a very important habit of self-love is recognizing our own beauty, both outer and inner. And this could be our biggest challenge yet, because the world, specifically patriarchy, which is the world we currently live in, has really fucked up our definition of beauty. Patriarchy says that symmetry is beautiful. Patriarchy says that hierarchy is beautiful, for that matter. And also, it's patriarchy says shiny and new is beautiful, and that quiet and demure is beautiful, at least if you're a woman, that's what you've been taught. And we've bought into this story of beauty. It's everywhere around us. So if we think all those things are beautiful and we don't fit into those things, then what do we think of ourselves? Are we recognizing our own beauty? No. Even if we don't realize it, if we buy into that version of beauty and we ourselves do not fit into that version of beauty, then we're calling ourselves ugly. And how many things do you love that are ugly? It's hard to love ugly things. This is like some people like pugs, so they're pugly. But that's as close as it gets. So we need to think we're beautiful in order to love ourselves. There's a connection there. We love beautiful things. But we also have to expand this idea of what's beautiful so that we ourselves fit into it. If I may quote Miss Anne Frank, she said, "Get to know the beauty in yourself." It sort of sounds like a throwaway quote, but if you think about it, Anne Frank spent a lot of time with herself. Remember our episode yesterday, obsess over yourself, spend time with yourself. Really need to get to know yourself in order to appreciate yourself. look in the mirror. It's hard. It's hard to look in the mirror. I'm not saying it's not. Start neutral, just like we did with our talking, our self-talking. Normalize. You know, normalize what you look like and begin to redefine that idea of beauty. I'm a thrift shopper. I love hunting for a bargain. I love the idea of rescuing something so that it doesn't go into the landfill. I love saving money, getting a bargain. And I just love weird and wonderful things that, for whatever reason, other people have tossed out. I see the beauty in these things, even though the world might not. Good for my budget. But. For years now, for a very long time, I collected broken clocks. And everyone said, why broken clocks? I don't know. I was drawn to them. Other people obviously throw them out because they don't work anymore. They're useless or ugly. A lot of the clocks I bought just didn't work. Maybe they looked fine. They just didn't work for whatever reason. Or they'd been damaged. I have a clock with a glass front and there was a crack in it. And most people don't want that in their home, right? But I fell in love with it. Some of them lose little parts or there's a scratch on the housing. Some, the paint is peeling. Or some just clocks fall out of fashion because, remember, patriarchy's telling us shiny and new, shiny and new. So, you know, anything that's not currently trendy, people are going to get rid of. So in the first three houses we've lived in together as a family, I would get all these clocks and put them all together and we'd make a clock wall, which is like this glorious display of items that were basically useless. And even if they did work, I took the batteries out because how annoying would it be to have like 50 clocks all ticking? I think that would be my definition of insanity. And then I started adding, you know, perfectly fine clocks to this collection. We would go on vacation and you want a souvenir, so I would get a clock because I already had a clock collection going. So then I was adding in old and new and things I had picked up at Goodwill alongside, you know, souvenirs from our trips to Ireland and Japan. Well, I didn't go to Japan. Ireland and Jamaica. Mark went to Japan without me, but he did bring me back a clock. And some of our favorite places to vacation. So, and one of my favorite clocks is a clock that Mark picked up at a market when I didn't even see him get it. And then he gave it to me as a present and it's hand carved. And there's a little tiny clock face that fits inside of it. That's one of my favorites. And speaking of Mark, he hated hanging all those clocks on the wall. Really hated it, but he did it because he loves me. But I didn't love these clocks in spite of their flaws. I loved them because of their flaws. I loved what was, quote, ugly about them. The fact that they didn't work or they were no longer in fashion, or that they had a crack or a scratch or peeling paint. They were beautiful because I found beauty in them. They brought me joy and they fit in with my aesthetic. I even found it beautiful that they didn't work in the traditional sense of telling time. So, metaphor, right? We have to find the beauty in our own flaws. We really have to expand the definition of beauty. And it'll take time. And that's why we're gonna adopt it as a habit and work on it over the next year. Keep revisiting it. Some people see a freckled face like mine and think it should be covered in makeup to even it out. But the only thing I put on my face is sunscreen and chapstick, because I've grown to love my face and what it looks like, and I don't need to fit into someone else's definition of beauty. If I was always trying to fit into someone else's definition of beauty, then I would find it very hard to love myself. Some of my other flaws, in quotation marks, are, well, physical flaws. I have zero butt. I've got a big belly from a lot of many years of drinking beer. I've got a big nose. I have a little bit of a nasal voice. Actually, as a genetic trait, I have like dark circles under my eyes. I get plenty of sleep. I'm not hungover anymore. But they're still there. It's a genetic. So all of these, they make me who I am. It sounds cliche, and maybe it is, but it's also the truth. And so I have to love all these things about myself. Okay. Take a breath. Okay. Your action item for today. Actually, I'm going to challenge you to either take a selfie with your phone, or you could draw a picture of yourself. It's really fun to do contour drawings, which means it's a continuous line, or to do blind contour drawings, which means you don't look at yourself as you're drawing. Yeah, so your pen doesn't leave the page and you're not looking at yourself. I think I'm defining that correctly. But anyway, I'm challenging you today to either draw a picture of yourself or take a selfie and hang it up or look at it throughout the day. Okay? Because you're beautiful. All right. Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Self Love 365. This episode was recorded, edited, and produced by me, your host, Lily. Our original music is by Henry Liu, and our custom graphics are by Little Legends Studio. Follow us on Twitter at 365_self, and read our weekly digest at 365daysofselflove.com.